and welcome to Small Screen Justice, a podcast about superhero TV. I'm Dan.
And I'm Jesse, and today we're discussing Gotham Season 1, Episode 15, Scarecrow, The Flash Season 1, Episode 13, The Nuclear Man, and Arrow Season 3, Episode 13, Canaries.
All right, so we're going to kick things off this week with Gotham. I have to be honest, for me, I'm just kind of getting it out of the way. I'm very negative about Gotham now, and how did you feel about this week?
My main takeaway from this week, and this especially came out during the Bruce storyline where they're like in the woods, mm-hmm. is that Gotham is like really good Arrow flashbacks for a Batman TV show that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
They hold together as storylines in a way that, you know, really works, but because it's a prequel and because nothing can like, there's no momentum leading to anything, it's really just kind of bleh.
Yeah, I think this episode was good, honestly. Like, it wasn't bad.
Yeah, it was a good episode of Gotham,
definitely,
for sure.
Definitely decent. I just really just am not invested in, like, anybody anymore. And I don't know exactly what happened, it's just, like, finally hitting me or what. Or maybe next week I'll feel differently. But, I'm giving us a B-. I think it was perfectly fine. Maybe even a B. What about you?
Yeah, I'd keep it at a B-. It's yeah. definitely not down in the C range, but I'm not willing to give it a B.
Yeah.
A B minus.
I mean, I think that probably the best thing we got this week was the Scarecrow origin. I think it's probably the best villain origin we've gotten, maybe besides Penguin, I guess. What do you
think? On Gotham, you mean?
Yeah, on Gotham.
I mean, it's not really fair to compare Penguin and Scarecrow because Scarecrow got a 2-episode arc.
Yeah.
And Penguin is getting at least a season's worth of arc.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think that it worked pretty well. It's going to be interesting to see how this character progresses. I kind of hope he's off the show for, like, a season,
yeah,
honestly.
I agree.
Then he comes back, and it's like, you remember that kid whose dad we shot? Mm. Well, he sort of got over escaped the hospital or whatever.
Yeah. The negatives I'll say on this part, though, are that I don't feel like I connected. Like, I feel like the character of his son, of the one that actually becomes Scarecrow, was really flat. Like,
yeah,
I felt
like,
bad for him.
Dad, maybe not. And yeah. Then he says, like, yes. And he's like, no. Okay, fine.
Yeah,
okay,
like, basically this really important villain's origin is my dad was crazy and injected me with something.
And which, as far as comic book origins go, isn't the most out there.
Yeah.
But it is weird to, like, show that over 2 episodes instead of just, like, having that be the backstory. He says, you want to know how I got this way?
Yeah. It's not about him. Like, it wasn't like something happened and then he chose to do this thing. Like,
yeah.
It's about, like, my dad did all this to me and now I'm, like, crazy because I'm on this drug. And I think the drug was, like, incredibly intense and was legitimately, they made it feel scary in a way that I don't even think, like, Vertigo really succeeded with.
You know what? I'm probably going to keep talking about this in terms of Gotham.
Yeah.
Probably for the rest of time. But imagining how incredibly dope it would be if there were a Batman TV show and Scarecrow was coming out and then Jim Gordon was like, oh my God,
yeah.
It's that kid. And then, like, you know, this was all in flashback.
Yeah.
And then Batman has to deal with, like, a fully formed Scarecrow who's, like, got it in for Jim Gordon and Harvey Bullock and, you know, has become really formidable and, like, I spent like 2 years just in utter terror, just stuck in my own head, and then I finally got through it.
Okay, this is totally off of like what we've been talking about. I'm gonna throw it out there really quick and you'll see what you think of it. The way you're saying this stuff, like the idea of, oh, what if we had flashbacks in a current day Batman thing to the villains growing and whatever. How do you feel if, like, when they started having on Arrow, like, random villains of the week, they gave the flashbacks to that villain and we kinda got backstory for each of them? And so they became a little bit more three-dimensional.
I wouldn't want that every week.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what I'd want is I'd want there to be multi-episode arcs for various villains, like the Brick.
Yeah. Yeah, Brick could have been Brick. He could have gotten flashbacks.
Yeah, I mean, they gave him to Malcolm, which worked really well.
Yeah.
But characters sort of filling the same kind of shoes as Brick in terms of, like, being in there for 3 or 4 episodes and, like, being formidable but not the big bad.
Yeah.
Giving them, like, flashbacks in at least 1 or 2 of their episodes.
Yeah.
I think could work really, really well.
Okay, so one thing you did like is you really liked the meeting between Riddler and the Penguin.
Yeah, I thought that was a nice little moment. You know, it was like a little moment. It was, you know, a little bit cutesy,
mm-hmm.
but I thought it worked really well because I have seen a couple iterations. I think the other main iteration actually I've seen with Riddler and Penguin was the Adam West movie from the 60s.
Yeah.
But like, I love that because Penguin is so serious, kind of, or especially in this, he's like, very serious and like, devious and all this. And then
Yeah.
Riddler is just kind of wacky.
Yeah.
And like, the fact that Riddler is mad at Penguin for like not appreciating his riddles and jokes, and Penguin's mad at Riddler because he's annoying, I thought was really, really well done. It was actually, I think that moment made this my favorite Riddler episode.
Oh, really? That's funny.
Yeah. Even though it was very like, it did remind me of the, do you guys play video games?
Yeah.
But I thought it worked because he was talking to the Penguin instead of
Yeah.
to Jim Gordon.
Yeah. What do you think about Penguin in general in this episode? So he kind of like lost a lot of his backbone, but by the end of it, he kind of, well, I'm trying to remember exactly. So it ends with Maroni sort of being like, Falcone's not going to be around forever. And I guess maybe then he sort of gets his backbone back because now he's going to probably go after Maroni. But it just, the flip-flopping of, oh, he's totally in control, oh, he's not in control at all, it's.
Yeah, I mean, mostly I just like it's been Penguin from day one on
Yeah.
this show. This show is more a Penguin show than anything else.
Yeah.
And it's at this point it's like, oh, he's not working for Falcone or Maroni, he's working for himself.
Yeah.
Okay, I understand, and he's going to become the Penguin.
Yeah.
Can we focus on another villain now?
Yeah,
Like,
I
I'd
just.
love to see a way I'd love to see more Ivy and Catwoman,
Yeah.
honestly.
I mean, yeah, if they were to pick one villain to focus the series on, I would have much preferred it to be Catwoman. I think the actor who plays Penguin is doing a very strong job. I guess the character. Like, I guess what they want you to do, I think the nuance they're going for is that he's been, like, bullied his whole life and people take advantage of him and then he lashes out at them. But that just isn't really that nuanced or new. And it feels like they're doing it over and over and over again.
Yeah, like obviously he just sort of has a control issue
Yeah.
and is murdering people because of it, which
Yeah.
is a little bit
Well,
unnecessary.
it felt weird for him to be whining so much to Falcone this week. I was waiting for Falcone to be like, "Man up, you're the freaking Penguin." Like, you know what I mean? Like,
Well, he kind of did when they were
yeah.
like, when he was like, you're gonna fix this place up and
Yeah.
I'll do what I can for you, but you got yourself into this mess, so it's kind of
Yeah.
on you.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Fish. We both thought that the storyline with Fish is dumb,
Yeah.
especially because like the cliffhanger from last week where she's like attacking that guy
Yeah.
didn't get resolved this week. It's
Nope.
like it wasn't even clear that she like got knocked out and woke up in this place. It was sort of like vaguely implied that that's what happened,
Yeah.
but I don't know that that's what happened. She might have been, fighting this guy and then like restrained and then like had a bag put over her head. Like there's no way to know. And I was like really excited to see what the rest of that thing on the boat would be.
Yeah.
So I guess they're sort of like supposed to be pirates or something,
Well, I'm wondering
or
whether this is
something.
all, you know how the doll maker was like sort of kidnapping people at, earlier in the show? I know he's coming back. I wonder if it's somehow going to be tied to that. I think the other thing is that this is all sort of setting up maybe he's going to get like a posse and then be able to come back to Gotham with her
Yeah.
posse.
Yeah, which is fine. I just didn't think that this particular
I just don't care at
storyline.
all.
I thought that Fish as a character in this episode was very cool and good.
It felt too easy to me. Like, oh, first of all, the very premise that, oh, this one guy has a knife, so he's in charge of everyone, felt silly. And then the fact that, like, oh, all she needs to do is be sexy and then stab him, that was not clever. Like, that's just
Yeah, and
like,
it would have worked if it hadn't taken so long.
yeah.
Right? Because it took like a long, it was like she meets him towards the beginning of this, and it doesn't happen until like more than halfway through the episode that she actually resolves that issue with him
Yeah.
and kills him. If it had been like, oh, you're the one with the knife, and then she'd sort of like walk towards him and then taken the knife and stabbed him, and then the rest of the episode had been actual
Yeah.
development, that probably could have worked.
Well, yeah, because the other thing is like, once if I was a bystander watching that, I'd be like, oh, so it actually turns out that it's pretty easy to kill the guy with the knife. She did it. Now I can just kill her and take the,
Yeah.
there's a lot more of them than there are her. So I don't know. It just seems weird. But let's talk about the Bruce stuff a little bit more too. What did you think about
Just don't care about Bruce Wayne on
it?
this show. I know that you felt this way, and I did too. When he was walking out in the woods, we were both waiting for him to fall into a bat cave,
Yeah.
and he didn't, which meant like that was totally what it was setting up, and then it didn't do it.
Yeah, it's just I think this episode really, more than any other episode, just demonstrates that I'm just not invested, because there was nothing wrong with this plot line. Like, I think they did an okay job of him being really emotional and upset about his dad. He connected with Alfred. You know, it was
Yeah.
pretty well shot. It was finely acted.
Yeah, but
I just don't care. Like.
yeah, and like it's a good story, but it's not a story that's leading to Batman. It's just a
Yeah.
story about a kid and his caretaker
Yeah,
who,
exactly. Like, so,
like,
like,
it could
you're
have been
right.
literally any kid who had a caretaker and his parents died.
Yeah.
Right? Like, he didn't even have to be rich. He could have been like, you know, me and my dad, used to go on this walk in the woods. I just want to go by myself. And the caretaker would be like, okay, this seems dumb, but you can do it. I'll wait, you know, I'll come back tomorrow. And then it turns out that he'd actually fallen into the woods because he's not completely irresponsible.
Yeah. And like, how many times, like, I personally, I know you have more of an issue with Alfred's like tough love attitude, but like we've seen this play out like 20 times now. That's like, oh yes,
And
Alfred
like,
was
to not
like,
be hyperbolic, like actually three or
yes,
four
okay,
times.
fine, but a bunch, like, it's happened over and over and over again. Like,
Yeah.
even like, what was it, like 2 weeks ago, he was crying and he's like, don't cry.
Yeah.
So like, it's happened a lot, and so it's just like, it's not like we learned something new from this episode. It was maybe sort of nice, and like maybe if it was the future and it was like, oh, Bruce and Alfred are having an issue, and he thinks back to this flashback of this time Alfred was there for him, then it like feels like we get something. But if it's just this.
Yeah. You know what, like, I wish actually something that would be sort of splitting the difference between Gotham and like having a Batman show
Yeah.
would be having like ha having a Gotham show, so a prequel show, but that takes place when Bruce Wayne is like that starts when Bruce Wayne is like 20,
Yeah.
with flashbacks to when he first was meeting Jim Gordon and they were first starting on the case, and the case has gone cold,
Yeah.
and then some new lead comes up when Bruce is like 20 and he chases that down. And then things occur so that by season, definitely by the end of season
Yeah.
three, he's
Yeah.
Batman.
Well, 'cause
And then
the other
Batman
issue,
show.
so I think the other big thing that soured me on this episode is the preview for next week. So we finished the episode, I was like, and then the preview for next week, we have this weird Joker coming. I don't even know if it's going to be the actual Joker or if it's a red herring or something. But A, it looks stupid, and B, I don't want the Joker now. I don't want the Joker for a long time, because you know what? Jim Gordon is not allowed to take down the Joker. I am not okay with that. So, like.
I think that they said the Joker is coming in this season
Yeah.
because they're trying to like capture an audience or something,
Yeah.
and they're like, no one's gonna keep watching this if the if
They have no confidence in their story.
well,
Like.
they shouldn't because it's bad and they should feel bad,
Well, exactly. It's
but.
interesting because people. I saw someone ranting online. They were like, "They've introduced all these villains, blah, 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 blah." And then I was like, wait a second. Hold on. Flash has introduced just as many villains. What's the difference here?
Because the Flash is there.
Yeah.
It's because
Exactly.
it's not about Barry Allen as a kid and Joe West being like,
Yeah.
I don't know what to do. That's why it works on the
Let's be
Flash,
honest,
because it's a
that
superhero
would
show.
work because Joe is way more interesting than Gordon.
Yeah, and has a
Yeah.
backstory, kind of, I guess. Do we know what happened
Not
to his wife?
I don't think we do, but he's just charismatic and he cares about his family and he's like a
Yeah.
tough guy, but he's sarcastic, like.
Yeah, and he doesn't like he does he wouldn't bring Barry to a kid's house and have
Yeah.
him beat the kid in the face with a watch.
Legitimately, think about how much better Gotham would be if you literally just putting Joe or even Quentin. Like,
Yeah.
Quentin would be
No,
so much better.
it would be that much better. Still
Yeah.
wouldn't be good because it's just a
Yeah.
dumb idea, but it would be a lot better.
I'm
Okay.
sorry. I'm sorry, people, that I'm shitting on Gotham so much. I'm like in a Gotham rampage.
I'm not. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. Okay. But
Yeah.
on that note, we should probably move to
Wait, no. Okay, I have to say one thing, which is
Okay.
about this random gay guy.
Oh, right. The judge guy.
So Maroni, Falcone needs a fall guy so that Maroni doesn't want to kill Penguin anymore. So they bring in this guy, and he just happens to have been having sex with another guy. So we just randomly find out he's gay right before he's being tortured and murdered.
Did he get killed? I thought he was just being tortured.
No, he was being tortured until he was going to be killed. I don't think we saw him be killed, but like the whole idea was like, I want to skin him alive kind of thing.
So like I know that they're, you know, evil mafia guys,
Yeah.
but because this show is kind of in a lot of ways a mob show,
Yeah.
I have to be a little bit on board with them. Like,
Yeah.
not so much that I'm like ultimately they're doing the right thing, but just be like, yeah, I can see where they're coming from. They're human beings who have a messed up view of morality. And
Well, even okay, take away the character thing. Like, I was never really like morally on board with Falcone anyway. I'm just more like, why'd the show have to have one of their few gay characters just randomly pop up and
oh no.
happen to be gay so that they could be murdered?
Yeah, no,
Like,
totally. Yeah, no, it felt very Larry Craigie to me. It felt like a gay slam. Yeah, it
yeah,
wasn't cool.
it was weird.
So let's talk about Flash. What did you give this episode?
I was struggling. I think I'd give it a B plus. I really enjoyed the episode, but I think my main issue is that it felt really, really fast paced.
Imagine that, the Flash. Yeah, I'd give it a B plus too, probably. Maybe like almost an A minus. I thought it was pretty good.
Let's talk about Firestorm as a character and sort of. I really liked the little flashback they had to Martin Stein, meeting Barry. I think that actor is really fun, and I hope we get to see more of him.
Yeah,
Oh
Firestorm
yeah.
is kind of reminding me of Ant-Man right now because it's like the older, wiser guy, and then a guy who's sort of similar, like being, merged into one superhero. Obviously, this is actually being merged into one superhero as opposed to two people taking on the mantle. But Martin Stein just sort of reminded me of Michael Douglas in the trailer for
That's a really good point.
for Ant-Man. But that's just a thing in my head. Yeah, no, I really liked Firestorm. I like Robbie Amell.
Yes.
Yeah, and also he looks different. They've made him up differently enough from his brother
Yeah.
that it doesn't
Well,
bother me,
I think he,
which is nice because I was
it
worried it
might
was
be
going to bother me.
cousins. Are you sure it's brother? I thought it was cousin.
I thought it was brother. I could be wrong.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But yeah, no, yeah, that doesn't bother me either. I think he's doing a very good job, especially because I saw him on the Tomorrow People, which is another CW show about superheroes, and he was like playing a teenage kind of character, very different role than this, and I think he has significant range, so I thought that
Yeah.
was impressive.
The next time they do a crossover with Arrow, I want there to be a moment where Firestorm and Ollie are going to like check something out together, and then like someone thinks that they're brothers, and they're like, no, we're not related.
I'm trying to remember. So he explodes at the end, but then do we see him still okay after he
No, Eileen
explodes?
says, "Go get me Firestorm,"
Okay.
which tells us that he's still
So
alive, and we and like we. I think we've been told in publicity, not that he's still alive in this episode, but like that he's a long-term character.
I am glad though that he's not like part of the team by the end of this episode or whatever. I think that he's
Yeah.
good as someone who comes in and out, because otherwise he's a little bit too powerful, I think, and kind of takes the shine off of Barry.
Yeah.
But I think he's a really cool thing. I think that he and Caitlin have
Not
good
like
stuff.
Flash. Oh, the sound from Barry. I thought you were saying off of Ollie, and I was
No,
like.
no, no. Yeah, I think that he and Caitlin had some good moments. I did like that there wasn't a villain this week, that it was really just about dealing with the Firestorm plot, and there
Yeah.
wasn't like a need for, a big fight or anything.
Yeah, and I did like. I thought that the actor did a really good job of playing someone much older than himself.
Yeah, I agree.
I thought that I totally believed it. The writing was good. The acting was good. The directing was good.
And I
It
think
earned it for me.
bringing in his Stein's wife actually worked out pretty well too. There was some good drama there.
Yeah, no, and like the flashback scene that they show where like she doesn't recognize him and she just thinks he's crazy, that was well done.
Let's talk about Linda Park and sort of the whole
Dating thing.
dating thing. What do you think about it?
Overall, big fan. I think that Linda Park is a she's everything that I wanted Iris to be, right? Like she's like actually got direction and got like agency and like knows what she wants and isn't going to take anything less. And Barry's being straight with her, which is nice, other than lying to her about being the Flash, but that's moderately reasonable. And my only major hang-up with it isn't actually Linda Park, it's that Iris is like apparently caught feelings, which is dumb.
Well, yeah,
It's a little unclear.
it felt to me like it's one of those scenes where I'm just like, it feels like you're trying to make me dislike this character and I'm mad at you, writers. Like it didn't seem like it was really Iris to me. That like I felt too quick for her to react that way, that it almost doesn't
It
even feel
felt
like
soap opera-y in the same way that early seasons of Arrow did.
It felt way too quick, and also it don't because I don't even believe that she actually has feelings for Barry yet. It came off more like she's just being selfish, and she just likes the fact that he likes her and wants him to focus on her.
Yeah.
And so that just felt really. And it's also too bad because by the end of the episode, I really felt that way. When she first talked to Linda, I was like, okay, maybe Barry's gonna freak out and assume it's because of this, but she's actually doing it because she thinks Linda deserves to know and is trying to be like a good human to Linda,
Yeah, and like
but.
actually, like she was moderately subtle about it being her too.
Yeah, he
Like,
was.
Linda was just very like good at figuring out that it was her. It wasn't
Yeah.
that she was like, oh, Barry had a crush on me, someone else.
Yeah.
Someone else he had a crush on, yes. She was like, oh no, he had a crush on someone. It was an unreported love thing, but he's probably still a little bit, hung up on
Yeah.
that.
I do
But
think I did like Barry's reaction and how he dealt with Iris, and that, like, he wasn't over the top. I think he was the right level of angry without being, like, a dick.
yeah,
And I think that
well,
was actually
I thought he
pretty
was
good
all
scene.
like a tiny bit of a dick, but like
Yeah.
understandable because he was angry,
Yeah.
which is pretty justified. I
Yeah.
think that he like pushed a little bit of his anger on Iris that was unnecessary, but
Yeah.
generally good.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess, like, the fun of him going on the date and the salsa thing and him having to run back and forth from the date to the other
Yep,
stuff, I
no
thought
little
all worked
old
really
lady.
well. Yeah.
Yeah, no, and it's like, it's a different approach than Arrow, because like he actually can be in two places almost at once,
Yep.
which is to a certain degree like ability to have a normal life,
Yeah. Well,
sort of,
it
but
felt a
like,
lot like a Superman show, but a Superman who is more human and more likable and younger. So, like, I guess I really like this version of the Flash. I think they're doing really good stuff with
yeah,
him.
me too. And like to the point where I'm like legitimately pretty mad that they're not just gonna make this the Flash of
Yeah.
Justice League and have Arrow in the Justice League.
Yeah, it's gonna have to be a really good movie for me not to just spend the entire time being like, "Where is Grant Gustin?"
Yeah,
Like,
because it's also not just like this is, a good character drama, but the special effects are really good.
yeah,
Like,
seriously.
but like
Overall,
if they
like,
put Grant Gustin into a movie,
yeah.
then they'd have movie budget and they could do better special effects for the movie and then go
Yeah.
back to the TV
It's
and
almost
are
like,
okay.
yeah, I don't. Like, even if you take out, like, a wanting him in, like, the greater cinematic universe and stuff, wouldn't it be great if you could, like, have a season lead up to, like, a really big confrontation that then uses the movie budget? Like, that would be really cool.
Oh, you mean just doing a Flash movie
Yeah, just as a Flash movie.
based off the,
Yeah.
like doing a TV movie or
Y
something?
yeah, I mean, could be really cool. I don't, they
Yeah.
won't do it, but I would have loved to have seen that.
See, what I think would be really cool is if each character on in the Justice League had a TV show for if they brought if they put on like three more shows in the CW,
Yeah.
had a Batman, a Superman, and like a Green Lantern or something, and had them like occasionally do things, and then like after one or two seasons, do a big Justice League saga for a season's worth of television where all five shows are
Yeah.
Justice League shows where, like, you're focusing more on one
Yeah.
character and their journey, but like it's all very, it's like all super tightly together.
Wow, that'd be crazy. I will say, there are more and more rumors are coming up about Diggle becoming Jon Stewart in a Green Lantern. So we'll see if that actually happens. I would be really on board for that. But
Yeah.
let's talk about the Cisco Joe sort of team up here.
I thought that that was really strong. I did like that Cisco was like pissed that he'd been kind of used.
Yeah,
Yeah,
totally.
like it, because it wouldn't just be reasonable for him to be like, oh wow, it's Wells. Oh man, I always knew that guy was shifty, because he doesn't think that guy's shifty. He thinks that guy is like super good. And I thought that it was really interesting also what Joe's saying about like every time that I go to a killer's family, they say that's not the guy I know.
Yeah.
And I think that Joe is super savvy. Like a lot of your complaints about like Gotham have been that no one is smart.
Yeah.
And Joe is super smart. He's like, no, that guy seems shifty. I'm gonna check him out because I'm a cop.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Yeah. I yeah, Joe is just he's hilarious, he's smart, he's good. He's a good dad. I guess
He's
I
good
would
looking. He's
Yeah,
real.
it's him and Cisco are a great team up. I'd love to see more of them working together. I thought that their scenes were great. I'm really glad to see more and more of Cisco too, and just the fact that he has range, that he's not just happy-go-lucky, that he does get upset about things. Yeah, I think that they're a really good pair, and that they lead to one of our biggest, reveals of the show of time travel.
Yeah, and I have talked about this pretty much every time we've done a podcast
Yeah.
on Flash, but I'm still just like mind boggled that they're gonna do a time travel thing
Yeah.
with the Flash. And then like obviously that's just gonna like inevitably when they do another Arrow crossover, there's gonna be like, you could take me back and like save my mom, you could save my dad, you could save Sarah.
Yeah.
And he's gonna have to like ask all these questions, and probably like Joe or Wells or someone is gonna be like, you can't just do that.
Yeah.
But it's gonna be interesting to see. like what the rules are and like how many people actually understand the rules versus are just like it's going to be good for drama.
I do have one sort of nitpicky technical question, which is okay, so when you get a match, when he gets a match to Barry, and he realizes it's like a version that has like stuff that only an older person would have, would your first reaction be time travel, or would it be this must be a relative of Barry's? Because that's what I would think, right? Is that, oh, someone who has
So
very
we're
similar genetic code to him.
yeah
It's a nitpick, and I'm fine with them jumping to time travel, but I did think, I was like, this feels like a weird jump to go to. I guess.
I was also a little bit irritated that like the other one obviously or at least obviously to me is Wells and they're just like oh it was inconclusive but this one's Barry and they just like completely like sort of like oh it was inconclusive so there's you know nothing we can do.
I don't think that it's obvious that it's Wells was the one who killed Barry's mother. I think that's totally up in the air. I will see. I think it could be Eddie.
Okay, yeah.
But the other thing that you didn't really like about the storyline, or we both didn't really like, is the random blonde.
The woman who's living in Barry's old house. Yeah, she seemed like very overtly sex crazed,
I don't.
which was just sort of like didn't seem to have any real reason other than to be like, oh, this woman's super into Joe. That's uncomfortable.
Well, I don't know whether it would help it or hurt it if she came back. I feel like you can maybe make it better by having
Dude,
her have actual purpose in future episodes.
what if that's Mrs. West?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. What if they get to, what
No,
if they get together and then you
in
get Wally
Barry's
West
old
that way?
house, no.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I feel like if she's just here for this one episode, it kind of feels like Chase when we first saw Chase, and I was like, "What the heck is Chase here for?" But
Yeah.
maybe she'll have some purpose later on. Yeah, okay. Do we have anything else really we want to talk about? I mean, as far as the fast-paced thing goes, it just really felt like we were going boop, 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 boop. Like we were going thing to thing to thing to thing. And I do agree that, like, even especially the ending, it's just like we're suddenly out, we're suddenly to this island thing, then we're done. Like, it felt really rapid fire to me, but.
Sort of. I didn't feel that weird to me, but I can understand. Okay, yeah, no, I didn't really have anything else to say. So generally good episode. Looking forward to next week.
Definitely.
A
Arrow?
little sad, no Grodd. Yeah, Arrow. What did you think? We just watched this. It just aired.
I was mixed. I think there was a lot of really good things and a lot of big moments for the season and for the series in general. I had some issues with character moments here and there, but generally a strong episode. I'd give
Yeah,
it an
actually, you know,
A+.
I'd like even say this. I think it was a really strong episode with a few sort of small but major issues. Like they didn't take up a lot of time, so it wasn't that big a deal. But like they were, did have major issues. What were some things that you liked?
So, one thing I really liked was near the end was the Laurel telling Quentin thing, and sort of Laurel's whole arc here, starting with the
Yeah.
Vertigo and ending with her finally coming out. Someone, thank God, someone finally told him, and his acting I thought was phenomenal. Her acting was
Yeah.
strong too.
The acting and like the way that they blocked it out also really made me think for a second that he was having a heart attack, and it didn't feel like cheesy. I was just like worried, and then I realized that like he wasn't having a heart attack, but he was absolutely heartbroken.
And I think that it also, I think this episode did a pretty good job of kind of having dual protagonists because he and Oliver both had pretty like legitimate arcs in this episode, and
Yeah.
they both were kind of the protagonist, and I think they did a pretty good job there.
I'd say dual primary protagonists and then like a couple of minor protagonists. I thought that Roy and especially Thea had some really significant stuff going on this week.
Before we move on from the Laurel Vertigo
Oh,
stuff,
yeah.
I do want to say that I like the premise when I saw the promos really didn't intrigue me as like I don't really care about seeing her fighting Sarah, blah 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 blah. But it worked really well. I think that they actually really built in good character stuff for her this week, especially when you brought Quentin in all angry. I think that worked really well too.
Yeah. What did you think about like the sort of accusations of Laurel's vigilantism being a form of coping?
I think that there's definitely some truth to it, and I think, oh, also, as we're talking about the whole Laurel story, the fact that she and Felicity had that nice moment together where sort of Felicity helped her realize that I should be doing this for me, not for trying to be Sarah. I think that was a good
Yeah.
moment, and
Yeah.
I think that maybe it started off as a way of, coping or whatever, but I
Yeah.
think the whole idea is that it's going to evolve into something greater than that. I
Yeah.
was expecting, the one thing I was surprised by, I was expecting it to manifest itself in a costume change of some kind. And because I kept
Or
talking for Laurel, because they kept talking about you keep on putting on my mask and blah blah blah. And I was like, maybe she won't wear a mask anymore. Black Canary doesn't usually wear a mask, or like maybe they kept talking about you put on her coat and whatever. I was like, maybe she's just gonna like have her own new costume.
I don't think they can have any, ex with the exception of Diggle for no reason.
Yeah.
I don't think they can do anyone else with no mask because they
Yeah.
made such a big deal of it with Arrow himself.
Yeah. I also keep getting a little bit like sad whenever I see Laurel like sitting on the t like when she's in the Arrow Cave and she just has like that sleeveless outfit on, that like looks a lot more like the Black Canary outfit, and I'm like, that's kind of what I'd prefer her to be wearing. But
Yeah, well. Sort of, except that might also just be like silly for her to not be wearing sleeves.
yeah, I just really don't like her outfit.
I think it's
But
fine. So the main thing for me with Laurel this week, I think, was how much more powerful the fighting herself and her father was than when Ollie was fighting himself on Vertigo in episode one of the season. It because she her arc is so much more interesting because because she's not fighting herself, but it looks like she is because she's fighting Sarah in the same costume. And it, yeah, I just thought that the
I
way
don't know that
actors
I'd
did
go as
this.
far as to say her arc is so much more interesting. Maybe it is to you. I think that particular story of him fighting himself is a really overdone cliche,
Yeah.
that hurt that story. But I think that like especially in like episode one and two of the season where we had the whole thing of Oliver going like I don't want to die down here and him sort of struggling with himself and with all the flashbacks we've gotten some good stuff from him. But
Yeah, I guess I just meant the arc that was explored when they were on Vertigo.
yeah, I agree.
So I thought that Laurel, Sarah, and Lance's acting
Vertigo
in the
sequence.
Vertigo sequences was super, super on point.
Totally.
Especially, like, I really liked the actress plays Sarah's stuff. Also, this is her, I don't know if you heard this, but this is confirmed to be her last episode on
Oh,
the
really?
series.
Oh, that's
Yeah,
surprising. Okay.
which is pretty sad to me. I really liked her. But I thought that she did a really good job, and I thought that it was even more powerful when
Quentin came in.
Quentin was saying, you know, like, I had the right to mourn, I had the right to grieve,
Yeah.
and all that. And like, it was so hard hitting, and like, you know, something that as much as she's been carrying guilt about Sarah, I feel like, especially recently, she's been carrying more guilt about like not telling her father.
Yeah. It's interesting. I was just thinking about so like I like almost teared up during the scene where Lance was really upset when he was like all when she actually told him. And I was thinking about how I've had multiple moments this season of Arrow and this season of Flash where I like almost teared up. And in Flash it's always like that's so sweet or that's so beautiful, that's so happy that that happened. And whereas in Arrow it's always like this is so upsetting.
Yeah. That's
Which I think is
definitely a mood
pretty funny.
difference between the
Yeah.
two shows.
Let's talk about Roy and sort of, you know, his arc this week.
Yeah, the only real issue I had with Roy's arc this week, and it was like just a story issue, is that it's not clear that he knew that Thea and Chase had sex, and I really don't want that to be a big deal. I'm really not interested in watching him be like, because you know, obviously he's starting to fall for her. Like, he never really fell out of love with her, and
I
like,
don't think it will be a big deal. I thought it was weird though. Why did Roy and Merlin show up 5 seconds after she had sex with Chase?
that's a good question.
That was really weird. Because especially when Roy just showed up in his full costume, I was like, was Roy watching her in his Red Arrow costume have sex and then saw this was happening and barged in?
Yeah. No, I hadn't thought about that huge plot
Yeah,
hole.
that's really weird, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I just hadn't thought about it. So I was
Especially
like, I
because
wanted
we
him to save her, so I was
yeah
glad that he
yeah
did.
well especially because so the he sees Chase and her walk off together right in his
Yeah.
normal street clothes and then the
Yeah.
next thing we see is him in his full costume barge in on them. I was just like, this
Yeah,
is
it's
really
like,
strange.
yeah, I mean, like, it would have made sense maybe if Merlin had seen Chase from a distance, and because it seemed like they recognized each other.
Yeah,
Or something. Yeah, no, it was weird.
I also had an issue just with the fact that they came in and saved her at all, because like you could have easily had her take down Chase or like almost take down Chase and not sure if you could kill him or something, and then they come in or something like that. But like, and she still would have been upset and been like, "How did I not realize this all this time? Like he could have just killed me while we were having sex or something like that."
Also that.
Yeah, like.
Also like, Chase, what a dick bag that he would be like, oh, I'm gonna kill her, but you know what I could do first? Horrible, horrible, horrible person.
Yep. Yeah, that's actually surprising to me also that he was trying to kill her then, because I thought, like, oh, he was just having sex with her to, like, get close to her so he could still, like, keep an eye on her. But it's like, literally, I'm just gonna have sex with her and then murder her. Like,
Yeah, no, like he put cyanide in her cup. Also, I did like that thing that she like was
figured
able
it out.
to miss the cyanide.
Yeah, let's talk about Thea in general. So, Thea, we had a huge moment for her where she finally finds out about Oliver. Oliver comes clean. It's a huge moment for the series. It's like, she's the last
Finally,
one,
like
right?
I remember, like especially at the beginning of the season, we were being like, "Does Thea know? Thea doesn't know. Does Thea know?" Because it seemed like she sort of maybe did, but like then obviously she didn't. But yeah, no, a huge moment for the series, and I thought it was really well handled generally, at least her interactions
Oliver.
with Oliver, and I'm glad that they didn't that like her reaction was all these lies, all this time that you've been spending, and I didn't know where you were, and I knew you were lying. It was because you were saving people. Thank you for being a good person who's like doing all this, who's a hero. As opposed to being like, you lied to me, and I'm just like gonna think about that particular aspect of this, which he's kind of done a little bit earlier in the
A little
series.
bit too
It,
much.
yeah, actually, to the point where actually when this happened, I was like, is that what Thea would do? It
Yeah,
sort of seems
that's
like
the
Thea
thing.
would be like pissed.
So, okay, I'm glad that he reacted that way, but I'm bummed about Thea in general because I really like Thea. I think Willa Holland does a good job with the portrayal, but I think that they just had a lot of issues with writing her. Like, especially, like, I didn't buy it. I thought there was going to be another sort of second tier thing there when she went with Malcolm. The fact that it's literally just like, I'm upset, so I'm going to go with a mass murderer because he's my dad. Like, that. I was waiting for like a second reason or something. That never happened. And then the fact that so she's okay with him being a mass murderer, but when she finds out that he was hiding that Oliver was Arrow, she gets really pissed at him and says he's evil, but is not mad at Oliver for doing the same thing.
Yeah, no, it seemed a little inconsistent. Yeah, like writing issues, really.
And just also the fact that she like even after her training, she can't figure out that Oliver is Arrow. Like I wanted her to just figure it out. Like I don't know.
Yeah, it sort of, it definitely felt like the writers were told, okay, we want Thea to find out in this episode. And they were like, we'll make it happen.
Well,
How do
also
we do that?
even the fact that she was complaining on the island, like that's not who I want her to be post Malcolm training.
Yeah, no, totally.
Yeah, like
Yeah, no, yeah. So like we were talking about this a little bit before, both her and it wasn't really a trend before, so it didn't really bother me. But now it sort of seems to be becoming a little bit of a trend. Both her and Laurel are the new female hero types who've been trained very quickly, and but as opposed to someone like Roy, they've been trained very quickly, and because of that, aren't super able yet.
The one thing I will say that we, even you and I haven't talked about this yet, but I just thought of, is that if you go back and watch the first half of this season before Ollie died, Roy got beaten up or knocked out in almost every episode.
Actually, that is true. Yeah, I don't know.
But
It's mostly just that there are now two female characters who like are relying on the mainly like completely on men because Black Canary died. Like, I mean, they're relying on Felicity for tech support, but
We do at least also on the show sometimes have Katana and sometimes have Nyssa.
yeah,
And we did.
very like, but they're like, you know.
But no, you're totally right, and it does feel a little weird, especially like we had to, both of them had to be saved this week. Like,
Yeah. Also, I
so.
mean, it's going to be interesting to see what happens with Adam in terms of his becoming a hero. Is he going to be like instantly really good? I feel like he'll actually probably have a bit because Felicity's been so mad at him. I think he's going to have a little bit of training
Well,
and like a.
it's also a different type of thing because he's not going to be like a fighter. He's going to be using technology. So
Yeah.
if he has issues, maybe it'll be something will malfunction or something. Like, let's also so we haven't even talked about Oliver in this episode and what he was going through and how he was kind of not the nicest person for the first half of this episode.
Yeah, no, like Dan and I, we were talking about it last. I don't know if we talked about it on the podcast, but we talked about it afterwards, about how Ollie coming back after Team Arrow taking care of the city for almost a month, it's totally unreasonable for Ollie to think that he can just come back and like order everyone around again because now they are like seasoned and know that they, you know, can have agency and like they've it's Team Arrow became much more of sort of a consensus-based democracy, really. It's like, you know, we have to agree on things and then we each have to take a part because we're not a one-man show anymore. And
Yeah.
this week, when Oliver came back and started trying to, run his show again and do
Yeah.
things, just completely his way, the gang just called him out on it.
Yeah.
Especially, I mean, Roy first, when
Yeah.
Oliver was freaking out at Thea, and he was like, "Yo, chill out."
Yeah. And I loved Oliver was like, "What the hell do you think you're doing? You were my sidekick."
You don't speak unless spoken to.
He was so offended. It was really funny to me.
I'm surprised you were standing up to me. Like,
Yeah.
and then like the sort of more chill thing with Diggle later,
Well,
where
I love Felicity this episode. He only had two moments, but they were both really good for me. I really liked her standing up to him, and she was really the main one who was like, "You were gone, we got, you know." And Diggle sort of was the debriefing after it, but he
I think
had
it was
like
like, okay, I know that was all really high tension in there, but you have to understand that they're right.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about this calmly.
Yeah, so I thought that was good. And yeah, any continued tension between Roy and Oliver sounds great to me.
And
I don't
it's
know.
starting to make me feel much more on board with the show being called Arrow and not the Green Arrow. Because
Okay.
if it's Arrow, then it can be Team Arrow, and it can be the Red Arrow and Arsenal, and it
Yeah.
can be, a group
Well, Speedy will
like.
probably also become a thing, at least, you know.
Yeah, also
Yeah.
I love that name
Yeah.
so much. And
It's, I also did like that they brought in the Hong Kong flashbacks, they brought back her the idea that she had the drug abuse issues when she was younger, because I guess watched the pilot over again of Arrow, and so I was like, oh yeah, that was a
you
big
know what I'd
deal.
forgotten? And like I was looking at Vertigo during this
Yeah.
episode. The first Vertigo, what happens around that time, Thea gets into a car crash
Yeah.
while on Vertigo, and I like had forgotten that that happened, and it's like
Yeah.
such a soap opera thing.
Yeah.
Like, your little sister, she's been doing drugs and she got into an awful car crash.
Yeah, they never really that I feel like the drug issue was one of those moments where they're very CW about it, because like it's like they're doing a dark issue technically, but like in a really goofy soap opera-y way. But okay, so they also the way this all ends out is they end up at Lian Yu, and which is
Another
actually
thing
cool.
that sort of like last week they're saying like only a student can defeat the master.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't think he actually has to go back to Leon Yu. I feel like you could just train him in Starling City. This seems kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't mind it though.
I like the set dressing. The thing
Yeah.
that actually the only thing that I'm like a little bit concerned about is if they're going to address the fact that there's a prison on Leon
Oh, they
Yu.
are. If you see the promo, they have Deathstroke.
Oh really? Oh man,
Yeah.
I didn't stick around for the promo.
Yeah.
Man, that's exciting.
That is
Is he gonna be
exciting.
next week?
I think so. I don't know if he's like getting
What?
out. I don't know if he'll get out of the prison, but they're at least gonna talk to him.
Yeah, do you have any food in there? Or are you starved to death?
They're on the Flash diet, of the Flash villain diet.
What is even happening with all these villains and just prisons with no one there and no one like
Maybe
I'm not saying that
Oliver.
our prison system, our like normal prison system works because it doesn't, but you know what else doesn't work is just like literally putting someone in a hole and being like, you'll be fine.
Well, the other thing is that this is going off the Flash a little bit, but my dad was like, even if they had this like system of jailing them, at this point people know about the Flash and the police are okay with him. Like, go to the police and be like, "We're keeping them here because we need to." You can like police it, like have actual guards there, you know.
Yeah, but then it would be inconvenient for Barry, 'cause he'd have to wear his suit all the time.
Only at that area of the building, they don't have to like. They can be like, "This part's off limits to the rest to you guards." I don't know.
We'll see what happens. I feel like something has to happen eventually, or
Yeah.
not. Kind of like, or like they brought it up again this week in Arrow, but they said, as a reformed playboy and failed businessman, I was like, yeah. So where is all the money coming from? There's because he spends so much money. He spends so much money. He hasn't been going to like clubs, but his equipment is so expensive. And he just like fires arrows and like used an arrow to like descend like an elevator
Yeah.
today. And I haven't went back for that because that's like a waste of an arrow right there.
Yeah. Also, this is totally a nitpick, but when they jumped out of the window from the explosion and smacked into cars, I was like, "You should be in pain." Like,
Looked like
no.
the, I did think that. I mean, it was very like comic book TV
Yeah.
show pain, but it did look like they were in that level of pain where they're like, ah,
Yeah, I
Dang,
just
that hurt.
shouldn't they like not be walking for a bit? You
Yeah,
smashed
no,
through
look.
glass multiple stories and landed in a car. You're not Batman. You're not like Superman. Like
You're not Batman.
you're not Batman,
You know,
okay?
who can literally jump out of a penthouse and then, as long as he like gets his wings out for a quarter of a second in the Dark Knight, he's just that was definitely the most ridiculous part of the Dark Knight,
Yeah.
when he saves Rachel and they fall,
Rachel.
like it's like literally 100 stories.
Yeah.
They fall down, and then like at the last second he gets one wing. I think he just gets one wing out, but it's
Yeah.
like at the last second they crash into that car and it crumples.
More
If you
importantly,
hit a car hard enough that it crumples, that's not the thing that crumples.
is Wildcat dead?
Important, vital question that did not get answered this week.
I'm making a prediction now. Never see him again.
So dumb. I like him a lot.
Okay, so the only other thing that we really need to talk about is Hong Kong, and
Yeah, just bad. It was
yeah,
just bad this week.
I just
Nothing happened.
what did happen? I don't even remember. Oh,
It was,
they ended up in Starling City at the end.
oh right, they got to Star City, which I'm also like, I think is probably, I bet that they actually like shifted things around because people were responding so poorly to Hong Kong. I bet you
Could
that
that?
like originally they were in Hong Kong through the whole season, and then they were like, wow, people really, really, really hate
Well,
this. We might have to do
okay.
move Starling City early.
The only potentially interesting things that I see from going back to Starling is that then you can actually get some flashbacks to like Thea at that time or like
Tommy. But
Tommy
like
or
he can't
something.
interact with Tommy because Tommy hasn't seen him in five
Yeah.
years in the pilot.
Yeah,
Unless
I
they
don't.
come up with like a memory eraser thing.
They're gonna use another drug that they get from plants.
A neuralizer. Okay, yeah, so Hong Kong this week was very bleh. That's really all I want to say about it. Like I'm not interested in talking more about it.
Yeah, me
If
either.
anyone listening to this wants us to say more about Hong Kong this week, leave a comment.
I also would like to legitimately ask if people would anybody be upset if we stopped talking about Gotham? If people want it, I'll keep going, and I will.
I
Like,
think
I'm
we
not
should finish out
like,
the season, Dan.
yeah, you're probably right.
Just because we've gotten this far.
Yeah.
It's episode 15. We only have 7 episodes left of the season.
Yeah.
We should just finish it up.
You're right. Okay, we'll finish this season and reevaluate.
Yeah,
Especially because we definitely are reevaluating next year because, well, first of all, I don't know like if Nari will even be able to do it all the time. What will happen? But also, Titans and Supergirl coming. We can't do all of that, so we're probably gonna have to pick and choose and see what Titans and Supergirl like and all that stuff.
I think that we'll probably do all the pilots and then choose like 3 to 5.
Yeah. I hope Titans is good.
Yeah. And we'll probably keep doing at least a Flash and Arrow together because they're same universe. Actually, no, that's what we could do, is we could do the same universes, then keep doing Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which I think we should do Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. because it directly ties into a movie
Oh
universe.
yeah, definitely. All right. That's all I've got for these. Are you ready to wrap up?
Yeah, I'm all ready to wrap up. So if you want to get in touch with us, check us out on Twitter at Superhero TV Pod. And you can also send us an email at smallscreenjustice@gmail.com if you want to be read on the show.
Yes, and if you want to check out our blog, you can check out smallscreenjustice.wordpress.com. That also has a contact form and has connections to the Twitter, so that's probably the easiest place to get to everything. And then also, please rate us, review us, and subscribe to us on iTunes. That would be a really big help, and we'd be eternally grateful. Thank you for listening, and Small Screen Justice will be back in a flash.